Welcome to the News Broom. It's a news show. I don't know what to tell you. We do this every week. I'm JP. I'm joined by Kyle and Vinny. How are you doing, Vinny?
Recovering from COVID.
Oh, Jesus. Did I know about this?
Last week, if I was coughing during the podcast, that was why.
Holy shit.
I had not tested positive at that time, so.
Well, I'm glad that you seem to be recovering. Kyle's trying to dodge COVID. How are you?
Looks like I've dodged it, but I'm not going to know for sure for like a week.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can't catch it over Zoom.
That'll be another thing I have to lay at Vinny's feet. Oh.
This is a weekly anime news podcast. We recap pretty much mostly what happened on Anime News Network. It comes out every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. You can find more episodes at gonzo.moe, also on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Google Podcasts, I don't know. Our Twitter handles are in the show notes. You can call us at 716-46-MOE-43, 716-466-6343. There's a lot of news this week, so let's get right to it.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
I don't know if it's just that I'm getting too trigger happy with these newses, but we have almost 70 stories. And when I say almost 70, I mean 64. But that's closer to 70 than it is to 40. Anyway.
That's how rounding works, fellas.
I don't know. I feel like we usually have between like 35 and 55 stories. So this might be one of the biggest weeks. But it's a lot of really quick things. A lot of things had their release date announced. The first thing I have on here, a Godzilla animated series from the 70s, the second season specifically, will be streaming on YouTube. I don't know much about this, and I did not have time to watch the video that they posted with this. Are either of you familiar with this series?
Oh, of course. This was on Cartoon Network a lot when I was a kid. This is the Hanna-Barbera Godzilla show that has, you know, the song Godzilla, Godzilla, and Godzuki.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I have seen
it. Very much, like, for people who haven't seen it yet, very much channeling kind of like the second Johnny, what is it, the Johnny Quest series? It looks a lot like that.
All right. I know that Johnny Quest was like the bane of early Toonami. I think it was Johnny Quest. Like, they had to put it in there, but they didn't want to.
But Johnny Quest is awesome. Like, I like Johnny Quest.
It is just as violent as Venture Brothers is, if you watched at least the first season.
I have not watched much of either of those shows, I regret to inform you. But yeah, I guess you'll have the ability to watch this Godzilla series on YouTube. I did not put when it happens. YouTube began streaming the first season on August 10th, presumably of last year, because it is not currently August.
And apparently it began streaming the second season just a few days ago on the 6th.
Oh, yeah, it's right there in the first sentence. I am silly. Next up, we have one of our first of many release dates, Kakegurui Twins. I don't know much about this, but it is a spinoff of a show called Kakegurui, which is, I believe, a Netflix anime. If it's not Netflix, it's High Dive. I don't know who puts anything out these days, but it's getting a spinoff anime, and it is coming out August 4th. What did I put in here for the description? It's a gambling okay, so it's about gambling. Could a normal
it's
girl
a school
achieve
where you gamble for power, Jesus, and stuff. But this is actually a prequel to the original Kakegurui.
Okay.
So, well, for people who really like the original and you wanted to know more about maybe one of those or two of those characters, then this is for you.
I've been meaning to watch it, if only because the name sounds fun. I don't know what it translates to, and I know it has nothing to do with this, but it reminds me of Shigaguri, which is a really violent samurai show. I recognize that this is about gambling, but, you know, the words sound similar to me. What do we got next? This is a follow-up to, I believe, something we talked about last week. The manga Aliens Area was going to be launched because we talked about two Shonen Jump manga that were going to be coming out soon because of whatever, Protect Me Shugamaro and Ayashimon got canceled, so they were replaced with two. So this is just, I guess, official confirmation that it is being published in the, what do you call it? The Shonen Jump app. So that is pretty cool. What does it say? It looks like the next chapter is coming out June 12th. Next we have, this is an interesting kind of promo thing. Teasing Master Takagi-san. I know we talk about this every once in a while. I don't think any of us have seen the show, though. Have either of you watched that one?
I thought you had.
I have not.
No, I think I've seen the series that came before. That's like, there's a similar idea of a series that came out before. Maybe from the same guy? But, yeah, not seen it.
Well, so the movie is going to have four different ending songs. It's interesting. It's a way to, I guess, get people to go see the movie more than once. This is in presumably the Japanese screenings, but I would imagine that whatever release we get may have, you know, that as a special feature. I don't know, but pretty cool.
I definitely missed the word songs when I read this. I thought they were going to do a Clue thing.
Oh, you like it? Maybe it would have different endings, like alternate endings?
Yeah, like four different endings to the film.
That would be cool, too. Oh, Clue, yeah. Yeah, they did that and they wouldn't tell, like, theaters which one they had, so you just had to go watch the Clue movie a bunch of times.
This is a slightly nicer, kinder version. I don't think anyone's going to be like, man, I really wanted to see ending, too.
I'm sure they'll be on YouTube in no time anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, these aren't even different endings. They're just different credit songs, it sounds like.
That is what I'm assuming. It would be, I guess it'd be cool if it was different sequences, but who knows. Crunchyroll, what do we have? One of their former executives has left to join Viz. Or maybe they got let go during the merger. I don't remember. I don't pay attention to people that make that much money. Sewon Song, I believe, is their name. And it said in the article that they were executive producers for, let me open that up, Blade Runner, Black Lotus, Bungo Stray Dogs, Mob Psycho 100, Tower of God, The God of High School, Konosuba, and just a lot of other things. So I think a lot of these are the Crunchyroll originals, or like the co-pros. Not originals, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you're right. So that's cool.
Well, what's interesting about this is that he's the vice president of content animation, which is, Viz hasn't done a lot of animation for a while now. So I guess they're still committed to doing at least a little bit of it, or being involved somewhere in the anime world.
Yeah, I'm trying to, the last Viz thing that I can think of is Yashahime. Like, they do what, maybe a handful of titles a year?
Yeah, they're usually like legacy things or bigger titles that are from Shonen Jump, something they've worked on in the past.
They probably do Boruto, and I think they may also be in charge of Pokemon.
But maybe. Yeah, Pokemon's a weird one still. I don't know.
But yeah, that's cool, I guess. I don't know. If you care about who's working in the high-level positions of these companies.
I guess it's more that Viz is still committed to animation to hire someone from Crunchyroll to do it.
I wonder, you know, the Bleach series is coming out this year. They're probably going to get that.
Mm.
What do we have next? Some Osamu Tezuka news.
I'm really happy about this.
Kodansha USA is putting out Tezuka's Bamba, which is coming out June 28th, as well as Princess Knight this summer. I don't know a ton about these titles. Kyle, care to elaborate?
Well, firstly, the reason why I'm happy is because I believe, so for a while, Vertigo was releasing a lot of Tezuka stuff, and then they, you know, they started to dry up. And then, but Tezuka Productions, they always want to have, like, they basically just want more of his stuff out all the time. And whoever's willing to do more, they're like, we'll give you the rights. And I think that the rights were held up for a long time by this, like, really awful Tezuka Kickstarter, where they, like, tried to get all, like, a ton of his stuff done at the same time, but it was, like, a really bad Kickstarter experience for a lot of people. And I don't think, like, maybe one or two things got out, but, like, it was really one of those, like, horror stories you hear about Kickstarter.
Was that DMP?
Yeah, that was the DMP Tezuka World plan, because that they were doing, like, 2, 3, 4 per Kickstarter, and then they went to, like, fuck it, we're doing it all in one big one. And it was terrible. I think it collapsed miserably.
Yeah.
I don't think anything came out of that one.
And since then, though, I don't think we've seen any Tezuka stuff. I think it's been, like, completely a desert. So this is, now that we're getting this stuff, and I don't believe we've ever gotten Bamba or at least not like within my lifetime, we've gotten Bomba.
Well, we've got that original Unico Kickstarter coming up.
Yeah, now this is just exciting. I like the art that they have, of course, like Tezuka. I he uses his actor system. I don't recognize the character that they used. So maybe this is an original for the Bomba series, but I'm looking forward to this. Well, and of course, Princess Knight. We have had Princess Knight before. So that's not like as exciting necessarily as Bomba, but Princess Knight is a great series. So
that's a hot take.
Yeah, wasn't there like there used to be like Princess Knight guy at conventions? This is a deep memory, but I remember hearing a story of like some guy that every panel he would ask about Princess Knight. Or am I thinking of something else?
You were thinking of a guy who went to the ANN live show at AX and asked about Princess Knight to Zach and Justin at that live show.
I'm not saying that Princess Knight is worse than Bomba. I'm just saying that we've had it before. Like, yeah. I think Vertical had Princess Knight before.
Oh, yeah, Vertical had this and the other things that they have. It looks like Conach is kind of going back to the old Vertical catalog of good Tesla stuff.
That's cool.
You know, so I'm just saying that, you know, like I literally have volume one of Princess Knight already, and I think I need to get volume two, but and I don't have Bomba, so I'm more excited about that. That's all that I was trying to say.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick up Bomba because that looked good, and I had any of these Tesla stuff that isn't from DMP, I'll pick up.
Tangentially related in that I guess maybe prestige manga. Kinokuniya I went to yesterday, they were like remodeling the upstairs, but after months, I'm talking like a very long time, they're finally restocking some of their like hand selected, I don't know what the word would be, like notable authors stuff. So like all the Urasawa stuff is now back in stock. And I can't think of their name. It's one of my favorite mangaka, the person that does Poon Poon.
Inio Sano?
Yes, that's it. Their stuff has been out of stock forever. They've had like volume two of Poon Poon. It's been one of them. Now they have the entire series in stock. It's so much they had to like, they went from one shelf in the corner to like a whole aisle of books. It's great. 20th Century Boys is back in stock. You know, tons of Junji Ito stuff. I don't know what's going on over there, but it's manga day, I guess. More Kodansha news. They have announced a handful of manga. Let's see, what do we have? Digital. Is it just digital or is it also print? I'm seeing digital. It looks like The Shadows of Who We Once Were, Joy, Golden Gold, Such a Treacherous Piano Sonata, Aniko, Colored Canvas, A Serenade for Pretend Lovers, and Burn the House Down. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I'm assuming neither of you have seen this film.
You would be correct.
That has dropped to number 8 in its 9th weekend here in the U.S.
It's earned a lot of money, though.
It has. Well, and I saw somebody joking on Twitter, like, it's funny that Sonic 2 is the best superhero movie to come out so far this year. Fortune favors Lady Nikuko. We've been talking about that one for a while. G-Kids is going to be putting that out on Blu-ray and DVD, as well as digital. Not surprising.
Yeah, but on July 19th, I'm always shocked by how quickly anime jumps from, like, they quote, theatrical release to home video. Like, that's wild. That's a month and a half.
Oh, yeah, because they just did a screening, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously that like most of anime sales do come from home release, and it's very different than the live action and kind of like home market. But still, like, I mean, I'm happy about that because this means I'll actually get a chance to see it. But yeah, look forward to that. July 19th.
Got a follow up to the Uma Musume Top Gun collaboration. If you're in Japan and
it's hilarious.
They have a collector's card that you'll get if you go see the movie in Japan.
I didn't realize they had copied it exactly, though.
Oh my god! Yeah, I didn't look at it until now. I just like what do you call it? I just copy paste anything that's Uma Musume related into our
course. But no, for people who haven't seen it, it's a double back card. One side with Maverick Tom Cruise, and the side with the Uma Musume girl. But it's almost exactly copied. The background's the same.
Oh my god.
And it's It's a big vibe.
Someone draw Tom Cruise as a horse.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what this is. All right, get on it, internet. You know what everybody really likes? One Piece. You know what else people like? Live action One Piece.
Let's bring it on.
So this is actually really interesting. I don't know. I have hesitations with this show because I don't really like One Piece to begin with, but also to put it into a live action world is weird. However,
and especially with this creative team, I'm hoping that this is not a repeat of Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Cowboy Bebop, so I'd rather it be a repeat.
You wouldn't want Cowboy Bebop to be like One Piece.
No, but so this is cool. They've given us some behind the scenes of their set, and
they're real size sets. These aren't like it's crazy.
Like that alone makes me a little more interested in this, that they're doing like sets for this, not everything green screen.
Oh yeah. This is one of the most elaborate sets that I've seen built for a TV show. And like I would recommend checking out this video. There'll be a link in our show notes. It's what, maybe 2 minutes long. And it just shows them building the, I don't know what their boat's called. Is it the Jolly Roger?
No, they're building the Jolly Roger, but then the other one they're building the Barati
is that
boat
later.
That's
on
the one that's where they find Sanji.
Oh, okay.
That's where he's working on when they, you know, and that portion of the manga anime.
Well, it's really cool. They're building a giant boat, and there's like a, what do you call it, like a time lapsed showing how they're putting it together. So I would recommend checking that out. It definitely makes me more excited to watch the show, but I'm still going to assume that it won't be good. Unfortunately, this week we had a lot of people passing away. This is our first one. This is Hidekazu Yukawa. They were a managing director for Sega. I'm not super familiar with their work, but he passed away at 78 due to pneumonia.
He was the Dreamcast guy. Like, he actually appears as a character in, I think, a demo for Shenmue. I'm not sure if he's in the full game. And he had a whole ad campaign built around him. Like, he was Mr. Sega.
Oh, would maybe recognize him if I've seen Dreamcast commercials.
Yeah, I don't know how much he appeared in the U.S. commercials, but he definitely appeared in the Japanese side. He might have appeared in a few of the Americans, so I don't know. It's just really sad. Sega, that's a really, I know a lot of people have regrets about that era, especially.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's like where the Sega dream died. And he's kind of like the one, I guess, who that happened under. So there's some good and bad feelings there, but still, he'll be missed.
I really liked the Dreamcast. Granted, I got it super cheap after they'd already canceled it. But the Dreamcast was a really important console for me because it was the first time I could afford video games like on my own, because they were they were so cheap. It was like $5 to get Sonic Adventure. It was great.
And I'm so sorry I missed that era.
Yeah, I would recommend, if you haven't, to go back and play some of it. Like Jet Grind Radio is a lot of fun. Sonic Adventure did not age super well, but if you can play it in the mindset of that era, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know I was harsh on Sonic last time, but you know, I do think those Sonic Adventure games are like some of my favorite Sonic games.
Crunchyroll news. Mob Psycho 100 Season 3. Wow, I don't even think I knew there was a Season 2. Jesus. They're going to be streaming it. That's not surprising because it is like the only anime company left. Do we have a date? It looks like in October it's coming out. Worldwide, in Japanese with English subtitles and a dub. So that's cool. Oh, so that is that. I wonder if that means it's going to be a simul dub.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's a big title.
Yeah, season one and two are pretty big. Season two actually really big, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, Mob Psycho was responsible for Antifa, weren't they? What was that thing that happened? I forget exactly. It was some like right-wing politician that was like, if you Google Mob, it just shows this fucking anime. What is the conspiracy here? Anyway, we got some Otakon guests that have been announced. It looks like a game composer, Harumi Fujita, And I thought I put down what they worked on. It looks like a lot of SNK games.
Yes. To be fair, though, I'm just going to let you know, Fujita is no longer with SNK. She was with SNK in the 80s and then moved to Capcom, but now she's independent. So don't think that this is part of the whole, I'm now like big owner of SNK.
Well, I mean, the composer isn't, I mean, that's like, you know, like I'm working with Netflix right now, but I'm not the one that's, you know, I didn't cancel Cowboy Bebop myself.
No, like, I don't know. That makes it easier to, I don't know. I feel like some people might be, you know, on the fence with the whole SNK thing because of that.
It's tough for creatives because there's only so many companies you can work for and they're all evil. So like I work for Amazon sometimes, I work for Netflix, I work for all the like the big networks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you want to make it in the business, that's kind of the only option you have because all the independent stuff does not pay very well.
Yeah. But no, she is independent. So
that's cool.
Everything's okay, folks.
This next piece we talked about a lot on the No Name Show, which has not come out yet because I haven't edited it yet. But the Berserk manga is going to be continuing. This is maybe one of our biggest stories of the week. I don't know how in depth we want to go because we did literally just do like half a podcast about this that will be coming out shortly. But it is going to be supervised by one of Miura's friends named Koji Mori. Noel did a review of, goodness, what was it called? Holy Land. And then we also talked about Suicide Island, which are two manga that this person made that Noel is a big fan of. And I think kind of the cliff notes is that they're going to be finishing the current arc and this person is aware of how it's going to end. So, you know, I can't imagine it being stretched out for several years. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it just goes into the last arc shortly after they close out this one. But yeah, I guess, Vinny, you weren't on that show. Did you have anything you wanted to say about the Berserk manga?
I haven't read enough Berserk to have an opinion, but I'm happy for the readers' end. It's going to have a conclusion that seems like there was some sort of a plan probably for this to happen.
Yeah, well, I think, because what I remember when I read this is that he had thought about, like, what can we do? Like, should we write, like, an essay? You know, should we just tell people what the ending is? And I guess they just decided that the best way to do it for everybody was to just continue it in the same format.
Yeah, it makes the most sense.
One Piece fans. One Piece is taking a 1 month break because Oda is busy working on, oh goodness, I didn't read this whole headline. Working on the manga's final saga.
This is actually
a
big story too.
I read because I jumped ahead and saw that it was because he was busy working on the movie. I didn't even read the final saga part. Okay, Kyle, you're the One Piece guy here. Tell me about One Piece.
Okay, so this is big news. Oda has announced that he's going to be wrapping up the Wano arc, which is what they are currently in, and they've been in for several years at this point. And then they are going to be going into the final saga of One Piece. And there's going to be a one-month break in between the ending. Now, I know people have been saying that would mean that he's going to wrap up Wano by the end of June. I'm not certain, like, if I've been looking at the actual language and I'm not certain if it's going to be like done by June. I don't know if he's going to be like mostly done and then he's going to like, just like spend a month prepping for the new, you know, like, but yeah, anyways, we're apparently very close to the end of Wano, which is good news because I have been waiting for them to finish Wano before I start reading again. Cause I got up to episode 746. I finished episode 746, and that was the end of the Dressrosa saga, and now I have the Wano saga. So I'm very much looking forward to June, the end of June, rather. It's like 3 weeks at this point, or 2 weeks or something. I don't know how much far behind the anime is from the manga, but it means I can probably start watching One Piece again, and that's going to be great, because I think at this point there's like 300 episodes I'm behind on.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this one saga is 300 episodes. It's crazy.
That's absurd.
So, like, conceivably, this last arc could be years.
Yeah.
Probably will be.
You know, but anyways, people are this is also weird though, because he hasn't taken a break this long.
I was gonna
going
ask
back
about
to
that.
The going back to the time skip that separates the two giant, because it's like there was a time skip at one point when they moved into the second half of the one line, and that was the last time he took a month break, and that's been like must be like a decade or something. Like it must be like a lot of time. Oda is a workhorse. It's amazing. He is like his, you know, like that guy is a crazy. I could not do what he does.
Yeah. I can't say that I'm going to read One Piece because it's just, I'm not super interested in it, but I will read the last chapter.
Wow.
And say like, yeah, that was okay. So that's what I did with Bleach. I think that's what I did with Naruto. I did read all of Inuyasha, but I don't know. I don't have it in me to read, you know, 2,000 chapters of manga or whatever it is. 1,000.
It's only 100 something chapters of volumes.
Is it?
It's like 100. It's literally like a no more than 110. I think right now.
That is you fucking
volumes.
Guy.
I said.
Yeah, 101 volumes.
Yeah, it's just,
volumes.
You're just 101. You just read one a day, you fucking guy.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not bad for manga. All right,
Kyle. Okay. Do you know how long most manga is? Dragon Ball.
I've been sitting there watching the anime, and I know that I could have read it like 400 times in the time it took me to watch that many episodes.
People say that Inuyasha was the longest thing in the world. I think that was like 36 volumes. That might not be true. But all right, yeah. Fine, whatever. I'll get right on that. If you buy it for me, I'll read it all.
I mean, I'll just can I just get you a subscription app. To Don't, the Shonen Jump app and let you read it.
Give me $2 a month.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
that is the JP Monthly.
Yeah, we've got some more manga in its final arc. This is called Noragami. I recognize the name, but I don't know what this one is. It says it's about a homeless god who doesn't have a shrine.
It's not the one of those, like, I do anything, you know,
yeah.
Setups.
Well, it's in its final arc, so there you go. sad news up next. There was actually a few of these, like two big video game deaths. So this is former Sony Group CEO Nobuyuki Ide passed away at 84 due to liver failure. Kyle, you knew a lot about the last guy. Do you know what this guy is?
I do know a
for?
Fair amount. So he was president and like he was a major figure back during like the big heyday of Sony. He was the one who was like, oh yeah, like I'm there for the play, like the beginning of PlayStation 1 and 2. I was there for Walkman, portable cassettes.
Oh,
like basically
shit.
Back when Sony used to be Apple, he was the guy.
Okay. Oh, so this isn't necessarily video game.
Yeah, no, he was over Sony in general. I don't remember which area he came from within Sony, but he was one of the big figures. So yeah, like weird, big, and of course, like it's so weird that we would have a Sega guy and then a Sony guy.
Yeah, we had, and there's still two more deaths at least to talk about this week, unfortunately. There is a manga called No Reception. Not super familiar with it, but its first part is ending, or it did end. It looks like maybe the last chapter was the end of that. It says it's about a world where radio waves are disappearing. That's terrifying. Guess you can't use your phone. That's probably why it's called No Reception.
See, this is what's weird. Like, I understand that would be really bad, but like, I don't think it would be like...
It would be catastrophic, Kyle.
Oh God, yeah, no.
We wouldn't have Wi-Fi. You wouldn't have movies. We rely so heavily on wireless. Like it's.
I understand that it would be going back to like in a lot of our '90s like infrastructure, but like, don't we still have like
even.
Landlines of like under the ocean?
Further back, they've been using wireless mics since the '70s.
I get that your job would suck.
Yeah. We'd go back to doing radio dramas and like stuff in the studio. Like I Love
Lucy. Okay. The way that it's described here is they're like, it went into lawless. Literally, this is just me reading verbatim. It turned into a lawless territory overnight.
It would. You're telling me
this isn't like electricity stops, please.
Yeah. no more internet porn. Do you know how angry people are going to be once they can't jack off to?
Yeah, it'll turn into the, what is it? That one where it's like the purge, just all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. My radio signals.
They can't purge. Yeah. I think it would be a lot worse than you. There's,
I understand that it would be very bad. I don't think it would be like Bluetooth? Game over bad.
I wouldn't be able to let people into my apartment. It runs on wireless. Anyway. Konosuba fans rejoice. Except don't rejoice, because the video game got delayed from July 28th to September 29th.
It's a very small delay right now with video games, and especially after the... Because we're only just now with video games like feeling the effects of COVID, because... During the beginning, like most of the games that were released were already basically done. And, you know, so like it's only after like the first year or two that we're actually seeing like games that were in development. So a lot of games are being delayed like 1 or 2 years at this point. You can wait 2 months.
That's fair. This next one is big news for me, though I don't know if I'll get the... Oh, no, it says Netflix. Zom 100 Bucket List is a Bucket List of the Dead is a really good manga that I've been reading. I'm maybe 4 volumes in. It is from the creator of Alice in Borderland, which I have been told is really good. I have the first omnibus, have not read it yet. It is getting a live action movie on Netflix, and that will be coming out in 2023. This is a manga about a guy who like really hates his job. He's just been worked into the ground, like, you know, 24-hour shifts, that kind of shit. And then expected to like come in early the next day. And then zombies happen, and he's like, fuck, everybody I know is dead. Wait a minute, that means I don't have to go to work anymore. This rules. So he starts doing, you know, all the things he wish he could have done, but couldn't because he was so busy at work. And it's, you know, it's something simple as, you know, asking a woman out to, I wish I could travel across the country in a motorcycle. It spans the entire gamut because it's 100 items on his bucket list. He slowly adds things over the course of the manga. I think he's added like 20 at the point that I'm at. But very, very good. Highly recommend that manga. Hopefully it's a good movie.
I just want to say that this is, to me, like, this, like, if you think about it, this is actually pretty close to an isekai, but like I 1,000 times prefer this.
Oh, it's not an isekai. It takes place in the real world. Like, there is,
you know,
no...
what I mean? I'm just saying, like, oh, like his life changes and he's still like, at, like, if you think about it, this is like pretty close to an isekai, but this is like way better.
No, but Kyle.
I'm saying.
Imagine if you will.
Every story that things change is an isekai now, apparently. That's
yeah, but I'm saying, like, give me more of this. Stop giving me isekai. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Imagine a world, just throwing this out there.
Friends are dead.
Where
and
we have a
is over.
Global health crisis, say, I don't know, like a pandemic, and none of us have to, well, a large portion of us don't have to go to work for a while. Think about all the cool things you'd get to do. You'd finally get to play Final Fantasy VII Remake, get to work on that novel. It's NaNoWriMo all year long, baby.
Bite me.
Oh, God, what's this next one? Oh, some fucking show is getting streamed. I tagged this one because I forgot that Viki exists, so they're still adding stuff to the streaming service Viki. This is called Senpai Danjite Koi Dewa, and I don't know.
Senpai, anything but romance.
Yeah.
Boys love manga.
Which I'm sure adaptation. Is probably fine, but holy shit. Did you guys know Viki was still around?
Kind of, but they only do dramas, so I don't really follow what they do.
I've never even heard of Viki.
Yeah.
They used to be a little more, they used to do more like anime, so they were one of the first people to stream Dear Brother. I think they had Blue Blazes for a while.
Okay, they're the ones who have Blue Blazes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone needs to put out on home video. Yes, go tech.
I'm going to zoom through a couple of these because I realize we have less than a half hour and I'm not even halfway through the news. There's something about Shiba Inus in the apocalypse. It's getting put on YouTube. That's probably cool. I don't know if it's worldwide YouTube, but we'll figure it out when we get there. Anime.
I'm gonna say, for those who are disappointed that the butthole cut of Cats doesn't exist, there are buttholes on this show. Oh, this
release
is
the butthole cut, you cowards! So there's going to be a lot of anime premieres at Anime Expo. I have a list of many of them. My Hero Academia, the OVAs that we've been talking about, that will premiere on July 1st. Shine On Bakumatsu Bad Boys, that will also premiere on July 1st. Smile of the Word, Ars Notoria, maybe? That's on July 2nd. Futo Pie, July 2nd. Inspector Season 2, July 3rd. Shoot Goal for the Future. It says Episode 2 will premiere. That's July 3rd. Oh, boy. Udaware Ramono, Mask of Truth, July 1st. Yuri Deco, July 2nd. And Classroom of the Elite, July 2nd. And then we also have Blue Lock, which will be having a premiere at Anime Expo. For some reason, that one is listed outside of the other ones. So a lot of debut episodes at Anime Expo for the people that will be going. I usually skip out on premieres because the line is too long. Sega did something. I don't know why I put this one in here. They revealed a prologue to an animation. What is wrong with me? Did either of you read this story? Because I don't know what it's about.
There's just a bunch of Sonic news. They showed off a bunch of trailers for one of them is for an animated series. That's like, it's some kind of prequel. It's a prologue for the new game that's being released. And then they showed off one for Sonic Origins, which is the kind of like Sonic collection that's about to be released.
All right.
And they did another one that's a different Sonic. It's a 3D Sonic, and they showed off Shadow the Hedgehog.
Sick. I'm going to shotgun some premiere dates for y'all. Keys, new series, Prima Doll, is coming out July 8th. Also, if you skip ahead, High Dive is going to be simulcasting that one.
I think Sentai has it, what they also announced.
Yes, Sentai. Well, High Dive is Sentai's streaming
service. But that presumably means they're also going to get a home release, is how I also read that.
Probably. Insomniac's After School, that is debuting in 2023. Don't know what that's about. Probably not sleeping after school, though.
Talked about this before. This is that manga. If you scroll down a little bit, you see the manga cover. I'm excited about it.
Oh, yeah, I recognize this artwork now. Yes, okay. Yep, we talked about this a couple months ago, I think. Vinland Saga has another season that is coming out January 2023. We have Call of the Night. That is a manga that I see at the store a lot. That is getting its anime July 7th. Let's see if there's any more that I can do before I do the Anime Expo one. A show called EEE Ice Cream Devil is getting its second season July 2nd. That is an anime about ice cream. Okay, we'll talk about Anime Expo. Anime Expo had quite the fucking week. So they announced that they were no longer going to require vaccination proof or negative tests, and they got dogpiled. Then they're like, just kidding. We are going to require all that stuff. I don't know. I didn't pay super close attention to this because I was busy with work, but did either of you watch this play out?
Yeah, hilariously.
This is great.
Maybe this is just crazy here, folks. If you're a giant convention considering doing this, just don't.
Yeah. Well, Anime Expo is terrifying during a non-pandemic era.
Apparently, people were reaching out to like health officials around California and are like, did you know about this? And they went, no, we didn't. So I wonder how much of this is like pressure from actual people who give a shit versus just like fans. But I'm happy that they, pulled back and actually done what they should have done in the first place.
I know one theory is they might have gotten too many chargebacks.
Yeah. Well, because it's like you can't. When you buy a ticket to an event like that and then you change the event like a few days before, in this case, like a couple weeks before, like now people can't cancel their like hotels, their flights. It's a big problem. You know, if you're going to change a big policy like that, you need to do it like well in advance. You know, the same thing. What was it? Anime Central or whatever we talked about a few weeks ago. They did it like the day before.
That was the week of or something.
That's a problem. But it looks like they have reinstated it. I don't know. I would like to go to Anime Expo sometime, but it is not on my It's not high on my list of priorities, my bucket list of the dead. Studio Trigger. I didn't know they had this in production. Maybe this was it being announced for the first time, but
this was being announced.
They are working on a cyberpunk anime. What is it? It's related to the game Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, the new CD Projekt game that's based on it's based on an old school tabletop RPG too.
So that will be coming out in September. There's a lot of Netflix stuff. They had a anime event or something.
And importantly, this is Hiroyuki Yamaishi directing. So it's the same person who did Shin Megami, Kill la Kill, and Promare, with Yo Yoshinari doing character design. So
I am probably going to skip it, but now I might not.
The staff on it is pretty strong. It's definitely like the Trigger A team working on it.
All right. Well, maybe it'll be a good video game adaptation. We'll find out.
Or at least the right kind of bad.
The right kind of bad, yeah. Another thing that Netflix has announced, they're working on a pretty big Junji Ito project called Junji Ito Maniac, Japanese Tales of the Macabre. And it is
macabre.
Going macabre. Macabre. I want to say macabre.
So it's X's and macabre?
Yeah. Isn't it called...
Rhymes with chupacabra?
Is it Dance Macabre? I've always heard it say Dance Macabre. Have they been mispronouncing it? Oh, God.
So...
Well, anyway, they're adapting 20 stories in 2023. They have not said which ones yet, but, you know, I don't know. Did he only write 20 things? Maybe.
It's going to be a good couple years for Junji Ito because we're getting Uzumaki supposedly in October.
Yeah.
Supposedly. It's been delayed twice.
Did we report on that? Probably.
And then, of course, we're getting this next year. So for people who like Junji Ito, there's a lot on the horizon.
We got a couple more. Release is sort of announced. There's Uncle from Another World, more isekai. I love it. That's coming out July 6th. Seven Deadly Sins, Grudge of Edinburgh, Part 1. That's coming out in December. They have like a big comedy festival. That's all I could think of. And then we have, you know, a slightly controversial movie or anime coming out called Moonrise. And it was, I think it was created by or directed by, I didn't read super in depth, but Toe Ubukata, you may remember a few months ago, we talked about this guy because he was related to Ruby in some way. And the voice actors were very upset about this because in 2015, he was arrested on domestic abuse charges. But yeah, I guess they've got a new anime about the lives of two men as they confront various hardships in outer space. Cool. What else do we got? From the creator of Kaguya-sama, Love is War, comes Oshi no Ko. It's getting an anime. It's about a doctor that handles childbirth. I really got to read these ahead of time.
This is the one that I thought you were going to say when you said controversial. This, sounds okay. This is fucked up.
Oh no. Does he date the baby?
So he is handling the childbirth of his favorite idol who's taking a hiatus to give birth to her twin babies. However, just before she gives birth, the doctor guy dies in an accident and he's reborn as one of her children, but he has his memories.
Is that weird?
What the fuck?
That's not even that unique for anime. That's what Mushoku Tensei is about, pretty much.
But it sounds like he's still has the hots for the mom, who would be his mom.
Look, I don't judge what's in your Pornhub history.
I'm just saying, this is a fucked up premise.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. I don't probably won't watch this anyway because I didn't watch Kaguya-sama, but you know.
Fast forward to 6 months from now, and
it's my favorite show. I'll be the only one online. Oshi no Ko is the best, guys. You don't understand. Another anime announcement, Futoku no Guild, otherwise known as, I had it in here, it's the Guild of Hate or something. Fuck, did I not copy-paste it in here? That is an anime that is coming out in October, brought to you by the director of Redo of Healer. Can't wait. It follows a skilled hunter who's decided to retire out of fear of wasting his youth, and one day he goes on a quest with martial artists, and I don't know, they keep getting hit by monsters. This is stupid. Don't watch that show. Yuri Deco, we kind of already, I don't know, we have already announced that this is getting a premiere, but it got a second headline for it. Yuri Deco, July 3rd, is when that is going to be hitting streaming, presumably. Orient, that is, I guess, another season? Because that's a currently airing show, I thought, or like last season. We have July 11th premiere.
Revealed more. It seems like it's like a gender-bent Tom and Huck. Because Huck is called Hack, who's a hacker. And other things. Basically, the more I learn about this show, the more I'm never going to watch it.
We have an anime called Black Summoner that is going to premiere on July 9th. What does this say? Waking up in a strange new place with no memory of his past, Kelvin learns that he's bartered away those very memories in exchange for powerful new abilities. That's always a fun... I think I was reading a manga like that. It was terrible. It was called like Succubus and Hitman. And this guy's like, I just really want to murder the person that killed my mom. But in exchange for getting the ability to do that, he forgets that it's his mom or something ridiculous like that. Like, cool. Good time, guys. Shonen Jump is bringing back an app development contest. I didn't know that this was a thing to begin with. Have either of you heard about this? It looks like it was 3 years ago they had a contest.
Yeah, I mean, Shonen Jump used to be like, defined by their weird contests. So I'm happy that they're bringing them back. Just like they actually described some of them that won. One of them that literally this won and is a real app. It's called Shunkan Shonen Jump, which unlocks free chapters to read when users physically jump in tandem.
Oh my God, what?
Yes, give me that. The other one sounds slightly better. It says it uses AR technology to let people exchange digital manga volumes with each other through the use of a real-world map, which I don't quite understand, but yes, do more of this.
It's like Pokemon Go with Naruto chapters.
It was just fun.
Jumping in so what is it? Like you have to jump in time with the app? Is
probably both have to have the app on your own phones and then jump and then your like gyroscope on your, you know, on your phones detect that. And then they go, yep, you jump together. And because it's shown in jump, here you go.
Oh my God. Incredible.
Yes.
We talked about Prima Doll already. I didn't say what it was. I think it's about, mechanical dolls that work at a cafe. So that's cool.
Except they used to be weapons and like a forgotten age. Whoops.
Oh, so this is like Moe Bubblegum Crisis.
Yeah, we just thought they were cute dolls. So we put maid clothes on them, but they're actually like maybe what ended the world.
We got to stop jerking off to robots.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you just said you wanted to be that mom's kid. Now you're coming after the robot fetishists? What's this next one? There's more anime that's happening. This one's about a cat girl. Oh, God. It is called Yusha Party Wo Suiho Sereta Beast Tamer.
It seems like another one of the RPG adjacent ones.
Yes, probably.
It says that he used to be part of the hero's party, but the hero didn't want the beast tamer anymore because he can only use animals. So he steps off and does his own thing when he meets a cat girl who's apparently a very strong species.
Oh, God.
So they'll have an adventure. It just sounds like a weird, like they were playing Final Fantasy V and they were mad. And then they came up with a story about it.
I clicked on the story and realized that I only said half of its name. Wow. So it translates to the beast tamer who is exiled from his party meets a cat girl from the strongest race. Did you already say that? Or was that you just reading
the
description?
No, that was me. Okay, I was reading the synopsis. It turns out that the title is a synopsis.
I'm watching the trailer right now. I like the character designs and the animation. I probably won't watch it because I'm not into these types of shows, but I think a big reason why I added this one is it reminded me aesthetically of Humanity Has Declined. It is not going to be anything like that, but I just saw a girl with light pink hair, pastel pink hair, and was like, oh yeah, that was a cool show where they kill a piece of bread. Check that one out if you've not seen it. Moving on, Kyle's favorite show is getting a sequel. We've talked about this before, but it's not Fire Force. It's called The Devil is a Part-Timer. And the second season is going to debut in July on the 14th. Aren't you excited, Kyle?
Yes, probably. That's a word you could use.
Ooh, but you might have to get Disney Plus.
Man, they're what? Just keep on like they keep on finding ways to make me say yes.
Oh man, if I wasn't hard before, I am now. Jesus, what?
What the fuck?
Disney Plus gets you there. Huh?
I just want to give the Walt Disney Corporation $7.99 a month. That's my new kink.
Moving on.
It's really difficult to realize that. Oh, cool. I get to say Udawara Re Romano again. Mask of Truth. We already said this, but it's coming out July 2nd. So that's cool if you want to get to say that word a lot or watch the show. Shaft. Speaking of, Shaft is...
Fucking A.
Jesus.
Establishing a new studio that is going to be focusing on 3D CG work. I don't like that. But I guess I didn't really like Shaft to begin with. I have a love-hate relationship with Akiyuki Shinbo. So I don't know.
What's the last thing Shaft did that anyone gave a shit about?
Bakemonogatari? I don't know.
It says they're doing the upcoming Ruby Ice Queendom.
I know what I just said. What was the last thing people gave a shit about from Shaft?
Oh, right. I mean, it lists three things. It lists like March comes in like a lion. People like that.
Pretty Boy Detective Club.
That was like
10
years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know,
March comes in like a lion. That was like 4 years. Wasn't that like that? Like won an award at the first Crunchyroll Awards. Anyway,
2016. So
So like 6 years
like
ago.
6 years ago.
I don't know what to tell you. I have a lot of respect for the dude, but I don't really like the output of his studio. Although they did Monica, didn't they? That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
if not more.
Well, I guess if you want to be really miserable, keep an eye out on... Oh, I lost the name of the studio. Where did I put it?
Chef Owie?
Chef Owie. That's a fun name. Fans of Strike the Blood, final. There's one guy on Twitter that really likes that show. The second volume of the Blu-ray, presumably, has been delayed to July 29th. And they have said it's because of production circumstances.
My God.
Literally,
you just can't
everything
avoid it.
Is production. So, like, oh man, these production circumstances are really getting me down. What could that possibly mean? They're probably having to add more tits to it. I don't know. I don't know what that show's about. There's a show called Obey Me. It's getting another season this July. That is not a name that inspires confidence. It is a series of shorts depicting the lives of brothers. This was like the hot boy one. Okay, I'm thinking of Listen to Me, Girls, I'm Your Father.
Either way.
It's not that. There's a Godzilla anime getting a spinoff July 26th. There's
novel spinoff.
Novels. Oh, yeah. Sorry. But it sounds like the anime already exists. So you could watch that.
Yeah, right now on Netflix.
Vampire Diaries had a celery fragrance.
The vampire dies in no time.
Oh my God. The vampire dies in no time. Get your celery perfume. Man, I'm really losing it today. What
of
else?
Of course, you know, what you think of when you think of anime is like, what is my favorite character like? And then I want to smell like that. And then there's a character who likes celery. Man. Yeah.
There's a manga Perfect. Called Dreams and Love in Insomnia. That's ending in 3 chapters. Sorry. Dragon Ball Super Super released a bunch of ads. I watched one of them. That movie looks crazy. I'm going to go see it in August. Is it coming out the 19th? Crunchyroll won't tell us.
It looks to me more like a video game than
I know.
A movie. Like you know how the those info... what is it? What are those DC games where it's like Injustice... you know, you can watch like the whole story and it's told in game. It's like an hour and a half of footage. So you're literally like watching an animated movie, but you just happen to play fights in between the sections. Like that's how this looks. I don't know if it, Like, I don't want to watch it.
Maybe they'll give you a controller in the theater and you get to control Goku.
Like, I would literally rather this be a video game the way that it looks. I would be able to accept it.
Maybe they just didn't tell the staff they were making a movie. DJ D4 had a spinoff manga that's ending July 7th. Castlevania, if you liked that show, that's getting a spinoff that takes place during the French Revolution. What else? I gotta get through these because we're under 5 minutes. Crunchyroll Expo is having a bunch of musical guests, it looks like. A group called Mad Kid, a composer named Kevin Perkins, and a producer named Hiromitsu Ijima. So that's cool if you're going to Crunchyroll Expo. Annecy, that's a, what is that, a festival in France, I think?
Yeah, it's gigantic. I think it's one of the biggest in the world.
There are going to be some anime screening there, but not technically. It's like outside of the festival. We have Summer Ghost Girl, or Summer Ghost, Girl from the Other Side, and Sing a Bit of Harmony will be screening during that time as part of the Midnight Screening Program. Another anime date released, Wataten Angel Flew Down for Me, October 14th. Oh, God.
This is the other fucked up one.
Yeah, Billy Kometz, we talked about him a couple weeks ago, unfortunately has passed away due to colon cancer at the age of 35. And then also a voice actor named Jim White, who played a lot of bit roles, I guess most notably was a narrator in Fairy Tail, passed away at 73. And, oh goodness, Roku added Captain Tsubasa to their service in Japanese, English, and Spanish. And then Netflix has some fucking egg thing coming out. Let's get into our ratings. This is the first week in a while where they actually had higher numbers than the previous similar week of the previous year, I should say. So that's really cool. This was June 4th. And yeah, it's like pretty considerably higher than the same weekend last year. Let's get into our right stuff, because I got to rush through this. Let's look at our Blu-rays. We have Belle at number 10, Urusei Yatsura Alumna Forever at number 9, Appleseed 1988 at 8, City Hunter Season 3 at number 7, Angel Cop the Steelbook at number 6, City Hunter 91 at number 5, Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon Season 3 at number 4, Nadia Secret of Blue Water at number 3, and the Belle 4K edition. Looks like you can finally order that. That's at number 2. Darkstalkers jumped up 7 spots to number 1. We'll take a look at our manga. It is a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, and Spy Family. That's cool. Chainsaw Man Volume 11 is at number 1, and then more than half of this is dominated by Spy Family. So that's cool. Chainsaw Man Volume 1 is also on here. Let's look at our DVDs, Kyle's favorite part of the week. We have Ruji the Yakuza, that's a live-action film, that's at number 10. Majestic Prince, Collection 1 at number 9. My Bride is a Mermaid at number 8, that's the save edition. Gunbuster 2, DVD 1 and DVD 2 at 7 and 6, respectively. Bubblegum Crash at number 5. Gunbuster 2, DVD 3 at number 4. Ghost Stories at number 3. Eureka 7, Part 1 at number 2. And then 80 Police Files at number 1. What a week. That is so much news. We barely made it. Wow.
We did. Hooray.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. This is the Newsbroom. It comes out every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the news from Anime News Network, and also we talk about Toonami ratings and, I guess, what's selling on Right Stuff. You probably deduced that by listening to the show, though. You can find more episodes at gonzo.moe. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. You can find our Twitter handles in our show notes. If you want more than the last 50 items in our feed, you got to go to the website. Am I forgetting anything? What do we do? What do you two want to talk about?
Oh, just I want to say, firstly, thank you, everybody, for getting the Belle 4K above the Blu-ray. That really made me so happy, personally. And yeah. I know that you all did that just for me.
It's coming out August 30th, it looks like.
I'm just happy the DVD wasn't in there. I don't need to be that mad, but no.
There is a DVD of that, so you can really save from that stress.
I like that part of the listing says you need to have a special HDMI cable, which is true, But it's very funny that it's in here. It also comes with a 60-page booklet, so that's really neat. I'm going to have to pre-order this soon. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you next time. Have a, I don't know, good day or whatever. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
You okay, JP?
I'll be fine. Oof. Oh, God. I've been awake for like an hour, if that is not obvious.
Now, the worst part, you had, I'm so sad we ran out of time, but that once, like you said it at the very end, there's that story,
the voice
an
actor.
Angel flew down. That angel is down? That is the most fucked up
what
story.
A 10.
Oh, God. Down. I didn't even, what is it about? I'll put it as a stinger.
All right. It centers on Miyako Hoshino, a shy college student and otaku. His younger sister, Hinata, who is a fifth grader, has a classmate and friend named Hana. When they meet, Miyako falls for her at first sight. He literally falls for a fifth grader.
Oh, no.
Ah, fuck. Kyle, why do you let me know this?
I was surprised that you just glanced over it. Like, I literally was reading that and I went, excuse me?
Oh, no. You know, when you said, oh, boy, here we go, I thought you were talking about the voice actor passing away.
No.
No.
That's not nearly as bad. All the art in this. But here's that. Wait, wait. Okay.
I don't want to probe that one a little bit. That's got some. Someone, a young man died.
Yikes.
Okay, she might be a sister, but either way, it's like a college-age student falling in love with a fifth grader.
Oh, that's not good. Don't watch that then, everybody. It's a bummer, the Billy Comets story. I was looking through his list, and like he did some pretty big roles. Like, yeah. He was Josuke. Yeah. And I don't know who Gallo is in Premiere. Or
Gallo's the blue hair guy.
Is that the main character?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. What a, that's actually like a very, very young, but like, I guess a lot of prominent roles in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, like at least three things that I know of, you know, Josuke, Gallo, and White Blood Cell.
I got to figure out who Rui from Demon Slayer is, 'cause I don't remember any of their names. Let's see if I recognize this picture. That is, oh, that's the spider guy. That's like the first, that's like one of the only times that Demon Slayer is good. There's like a 5-episode arc in the middle of the first season. Well, cool. I am going to edit this podcast and I guess I'll talk to you two next week.
Cool. Hey, thanks again. And I'll see you guys later. And we're on for next week to do the
aim for the ace thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should because I need to.
Unless we want to see if we can get the union to talk with you, can do an interview that weekend.
Oh, did you reach out to them? And they?
I haven't yet, but I've got a. I want to get the questions ready first to see if there's anything you want to add to it.
Yeah. Definitely. But yeah.
Yeah, I can reach out to them if that works for you.
Yeah, that's fine with me. And then we can do the aim for the ace thing. We could do it Saturday if you want. Yeah. My friend that I've been hanging out with a lot is working Saturday, so I'm going to have plenty of free time. I do work overnight on Friday, so it's probably going to have to be later in the afternoon. But
that's fine.
That's fine.
It's not like aim for the ace is getting any more relevant. So.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll talk to you both soon. Cheers.
See you soon.
Later.